If the United States goes to war against Iraq, you will hear news of the U.S. military through reporters who are embedded with the troops. That means they'll be marching with them, sleeping alongside them, and they'll be carrying military-issue gas masks. The Pentagon is promising greater access than it offered in the Gulf War in 1991. The new rules may influence what you know and when. And here to discuss the change is Brian Whitman, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Media Operations. He's at the Pentagon. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Steve.
What exactly are you trying to accomplish here that is different than some previous wars?
First and foremost, this is how reporters have asked to cover a conflict, if there is one. They would like to cover it from the front, alongside our troops out there. There are obviously other benefits to this too, particularly given the potential adversary in this case. We know that Saddam Hussein is a practiced liar. There's no doubt about that. We know that he uses disinformation extensively. And there's no better way to counter that disinformation and those lies than to have an objective reporter out there in the field alongside the combat forces that can report what's actually going on.
And in order to get that part of the story out, the military is willing also to let reporting get out about its mistakes.
Well, look, it's combat is unpredictable, and human error is bound to occur. And there will be mistakes that are made on the battlefield, and I fully expect that those mistakes will be reported on, just as I expect that the professionalism and dedication and the successes that our forces will have will be reported on also.
Somebody told me that even Al Jazeera may be following along with U.S. military units.
Well, we've tried not to exclude any of the news organizations or the markets from across the world. We're interested in reaching Arab audiences as well as Asian audiences and European audiences as well as the American people.
Now, in the new arrangement with reporters living with the units, will reporters be allowed to report anything they see?
Well, clearly we have to have some guidelines. We have to be able to make sure that we don't do anything out there that is going to compromise the success of our military operation or endanger the people that are carrying out that operation.
So the individual commander might say to a reporter, look, you can't report on this mission today, maybe tomorrow, or something like that.
Correct. And I think that also goes to the benefits of embedding. Because when you have a journalist that's out there for an extended period of time with a unit, they come to learn what is essential elements of information that perhaps can't be reported or can't be reported at that time.
What about live reports from an ongoing battle?
There may be times, because of the tactical situation, that live reporting may not be possible. It may not be possible because the reporter may be in a situation where he cannot use his equipment to be able to report at that time. And it may be such that reporting in real time may give benefit to our adversary. But these are things that the reporter and the commander on the ground will be able to come to a common understanding on.
So you expect that there will be situations where we're hearing a reporter on the radio, seeing a reporter on a video phone, as many of the networks are using, saying, I'm here on the battlefield, I'm very close to the firing, you can hear it and see it in the background, and it's happening right now. And whatever happens on that camera or whatever else, the public will see.
I can imagine that there would be situations like that. Yes, Steve.
You're no doubt quite familiar with the kind of cultural gap or great suspicion that has existed between the military and journalists for decades, Brian. And I do wonder if that dynamic is really going to be that different.
You know, the Defense Department is a learning, growing organization. I like to think that they are. I think that our commanders today understand the role and responsibilities of the press, and I think that given the right framework, that both the press and the military can accomplish their very important missions by working together and alongside each other.
Brian Whitman is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Media Operations. Mr. Whitman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.